Stories, history, culture, Lost River. A radio project about the Boise Fort Band of Chippewa and their rich heritage.
They came to the blessed place that God the Great Spirit had given them in their dreams, Net Lake. It's the second largest wild rice lake in the Midwest. It can take as many as 300 to 400 canoes. Could you imagine trying to live 1 year without stores? Let me ask the kids something. When you want to get food, where do you go? To the grocery store, to the refrigerator and stuff? Yeah. Years ago, did they have a McDonald's? Nope. They had to have food. They had to make their own bow and arrows, everything. They always carried with them a bag of rice. They could do with their meats. There was ways with the fat and things they could put it together, how they would cook everything. When they were starving, they always had manomen. In the area for hundreds of years were the Abuanag, the Sioux. They fought them and they drove them to the west. There were battles all over. They fought at Ash Lake. They fought all over in places in battles as human beings fight each other. Whether that's good or not, and it's not, but that was history. And they fought the Sioux for this beautiful land. They knew where the Sioux villages were. They were hiding out. They were fighting over this lake, this wild rice in this area. And then their people, they would found, had been killed. They said they are hiding out in a small area. They said they're hiding in caves. So the warriors went from Net Lake, but they lived in all different places. But they lived here in the fall, ricing time. They had villages all over. And the chief rounded up the people towards the end of fighting with the Sioux, and they finally drove them out. They said, they are near the caves. They're hiding. They asked their medicine men, and I know a lot of the stories how they did this. They said, who will leave the war party? They are not more than 2 days from Net Lake. Maybe even 1 day. They are that close now. So one said, I will take the lead. They took the warriors. Single file they went. They would stop with the rock. Can you see them? Yes, they're a day ahead. There is a war party of them. They'd go again the next day. Can you see them? No. But I see a pile of rocks. They said, that's them. They're hiding as rocks. They can turn into things. Which way did they go now? They know we're after them, that were chasing them. They then took the war party from Net Lake. They chased them up a hill with their bow and arrows, tomahawks, spears. They fought and fought, and the Net Lake war party won. And they said a number of them have gotten away. They said chase them where they're hiding, up the hill. It's called Gein Hill today, where the caves are. The warriors chased them. They ran in their caves. They said, we wish we had the flint from the great Flint Lake. We could burn it and throw that down. They would have to come out. We could hit them with a tomahawk. What should we do? They start picking up rocks, and they put them all in the caves at Gein Hill. And that was one of the last battles in the Net Lake area. They defeated them at Ash Lake and drove them to Gein Hill. This is what the elders, the stories that they tell.
Lost River is a production of the Net Lake Radio Project and is brought to you by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.